and potentially spiritual devastation to me. And so the next time someone comes and wants to help and wants to encourage and wants to be refreshing, let them be. Let them be that. And be that yourself. Because I don't know about you, but just like the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, when I see folks addicted to serving the Lord, when I see folks like those there in that text who are just consumed with wanting to serve the Lord, then I gain benefit. Lewis mentioned in his introduction about the work that different individuals do. And you know, the truth of the matter is that when I see the good that others are doing, whether it's in Talmadge, Ohio, or whether it's in Texas or wherever it might be, I'm refreshed by that. When I see people serving the Lord, when I see them honoring their God, when I see people devoted to their Lord, I'm refreshed by that. And so I ask you this morning, do you need revival? Do you need revived? Now, I'm not talking about just because you stayed up too late last night, which you really ought not do, by the way. That's a sermon for another time. I don't think I got time for it this week, so don't worry about it. But we all need to be refreshed from time to time. We all need that renewed spirit, that renewed mindset. But can I suggest to you, as we close and we offer an invitation to you tonight or this morning, that there is no greater moment of renewal than to have your sins washed away in baptism. There's no greater moment of renewal than to come into the death and the burial and resurrection of Jesus, according to Romans chapter 6, and to say to sin, you're dead. Because that's what you're doing. You say to sin, you're dead. I'm burying you. You're dead. I'm dying to sin. And I'm burying you in baptism so that I can be raised with my Savior to walk in newness of life. I want to be the new man. I want the revival that comes from God. I want to be cleansed. And I know that Jesus taught his disciples and his disciples practiced and taught the need for remission of sins through baptism. I want to do that. If you haven't yet, will you experience that renewal? Or maybe you have in the past and you've once known that renewal and have been cleansed at one point, but there's something public that needs to be brought before this congregation or something we could pray for you concerning. If we could help you step back into the revival and renewal in God, if we could encourage you in some way this morning, we'd invite you to soberly think about your eternity because it's coming sooner or later and probably sooner than we think. Eternity's coming. Am I ready to meet the Lord? Won't you come while we stand and while we sing?
Tis a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. Tis a fountain open for all. There's a living stream with a crystal gleam from the throne of life. Now it flows. While the waters roll, let the weary soul hear the call that forth freely goes. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a rock that's cleft, and no soul is left that may not its pure water share. 'Tis for you and me, and its stream I see. Let us hasten joyfully there. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? dish for you and me. Thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all.